You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Enrique Zalamea is president of the College Republicans at the University of Michigan. He's a junior studying political science, and he worked hard to help get out the vote for Donald Trump. Enrique, why was Donald Trump your choice?
He was my choice because I really do believe that he represents the American values, the Christian values and Republican ideals that I would like to see implemented in office. And even if there are some issues that I disagree with him, some policy issues, some of the rhetoric that I disagree with, I still believe that bringing Donald Trump into the White House would bring in an entire cabinet, an entire administration of Republicans that will uphold those values that I believe in.
You know, there are many people who watched and heard things that were said that came out during the campaign that didn't feel that they were very Christian. What do you say to them?
Like I said, it's not so much the candidate himself. There are obviously some issues that I have in terms of his rhetoric. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I really do believe that his entire administration is going to represent those Christian values, such as the right to life, that I really believe is going to be a key issue in these coming 4 years.
What other things spoke to you?
His policies with regards to job creation. I really believe that his cut on taxes for businesses from 35 to 15% is really going to improve small businesses. We're going to see small businesses truly flourish in America, and that's how we're going to get our economy on the state level, and then by that point onto the national level, really flourishing again as well.
Would you take us through your feelings and your thoughts as the election night unfolded?
Mm-hmm. So I remember seeing when he was up in the he was leading actually for the majority of the night. And as I was watching with my friends, we were getting together a bunch of other college Republicans. We were seeing this movement, and we didn't want to get our hopes up, but we were incredibly excited. And once it started becoming more and more evident that he was going to win, we started getting more and more excited. And meanwhile, my friends that I was texting at the time, who are Democrats, you know, as you know, University of Michigan is a very liberal campus. Mm-hmm. They were getting more and more distraught as the night went on. And I'm definitely taking this victory as a very humble experience. This is definitely not something that I expected coming into it. I expected the Senate and the House to stay Republican. I also thought that Trump had a good chance, but I didn't think it would be this to this extent that it is right now.
Enrique, throughout the campaign, we saw so many images of people at Trump rallies giving the defiant middle finger. There's a famous photo out of one man wearing a T-shirt with the C word as he stood there with his wife and his child and people waving the Confederate flag or punching a protester. So what are we missing when we see these photos, see the videos and say, well, there you go. Look at those Trump supporters.
I really think that the media has done a really bad job in representing Trump and the Trump supporters. There's an entire side to Trump and his coalition that's not being represented accurately in the majority of the media. I was actually just over at Grand Rapids for his final rally. I brought up a bunch of college Republicans up there. We ended up coming back to Ann Arbor at 5 a.m. But at that rally, there was a massive turnout and everybody was so supportive. Everybody was so united under this banner for change, under this banner of making America great again and draining Washington of career politicians and the corruption that it is and the political gridlock. But with regards to what you mentioned earlier, I know there are a couple bad apples in every single group. Like even last night when I was walking around Ann Arbor, I was disgusted to see some of the things that my fellow classmates were saying about America and about our future president. I believe that we shouldn't have to hide in the shadows with our support for Donald Trump.
What do you say to people who fear what's ahead of them under a Trump administration? Because they're there. We've seen posts and tweets from people, particularly fear among immigrants. And I know you're from a family of immigrants. Am I right? Your grandfather got his citizenship just a few weeks mm-hmm. before the election and voted. So what do you say to people who are really afraid?
I have to say that you just need to give it a chance because this is our president right now. And I think it would be completely incorrect, regardless of your opinion, to want to see our president fail. We should unite together as an American people to really root for his success and root for the success of this country.
What do you think he could do, especially after he's sworn in and is our president, mm-hmm. to help ease those fears?
So a lot of people are worried that he's going to start taking these extreme stances on things, on policies. And actually, he just proposed his policies with regards to gun control. And I think that is an excellent indication of what his policy changes are going to be for the next 4 years. It was incredibly conciliatory, incredibly diplomatic. he actually decided to revamp the background checks for the system because he acknowledged that background checks are something that needs to be improved as opposed to expanding background checks in the current system that it is right now. He also wanted to strengthen the enforcement of current gun control as opposed to releasing more gun restrictions. So as you see, he's reaching out to ideas from both sides and he's reaching across the aisle to really make this thing happen. And if that's any indication for how he's going to approach all the key topics moving on, I really do think that he's the man to make America great again.
Enrique, what kind of a damage do you think that this very long and very bitter campaign has done to the country and to its people?
It has definitely made the American people divisive. I will really say it's divided the American people. That's why you've heard from Paul Ryan. You've heard from Trump during his victory speech. It's really conciliatory, really just calling for unity. I believe that the time right now is not a time to spread this hate from both sides. Like I mentioned earlier, with all of the anti-Trump comments I've been getting at the university, I really think now is a time for humility. It's a time for humility. It's a time for unity. And it's a time for prayer because that's what's going to get us through this country.
Did you hear that kind of conciliatory tone from President Obama and Secretary Clinton in their speeches after the election?
I absolutely did as well. Mm-hmm. And that's why I know it's going to be the undertone for the next few months, is really bringing the people together as Americans.
Do you believe America can come together under President Donald J. Trump?
I believe so. I really do. It's going to be a little bit rocky for the first few months, especially with how the media has done a terrific job at portraying Donald Trump in that kind of manner. I feel like now they have to play their part in kind of undoing that and showing the good side of things as well.
It's been an interesting time, just this involvement in this campaign and what you've seen happen. It's an incredibly historic moment in American history, and you were a part of it.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely an unprecedented election season, and I am so blessed as the president of College Republicans to say that we really worked so hard and we really made our effort to contribute to this historic moment. And I'm proud of that, and I'm really humbled and blessed to have been a part of it.
Enrique Zalamea, who's president of the College Republicans at the University of Michigan. Enrique, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.